The Elven Kingdoms are dying. The invisible city of Gondolin remains. Morgoth demands that the human leader Hurin give up the city's location. He refuses. Morgoth casts a spell on Hurin's family. His young son Turin has left home after the death of his sister Erwin. He was raised in the Enchanted Kingdom by Thingol. In his search for Morgoth, the grown-up warrior Turin experiences many adventures. He visited the fortress of Nargothrond and the elven kingdom of Noldor. In the forest of Bretel he meets his sister Nyana. The dragon Glorin's spell caused her to lose her memory, and Turin himself was too young when he fled from his father's home not to recognize her. Not knowing that she is a blood relative, Turin falls in love with the girl. They marry. Turin defeats the dragon in battle. The spell of Glorin breaks, and Nyana recognizes her own brother in her husband. In despair, she throws herself from the cliff. On hearing of this, Turin stabs himself to death with a sword. Morwen's mother comes to their grave, and there she dies of grief. Sauron's spell is undone, and the army disappears. Aragorn ascends to the throne, and Frodo leaves for the Elven Paradise. Frodo attends the Council of all the Peoples of Middle-earth. The only way to oppose Sauron is to destroy the Ring of Omnipotence. It must be thrown into the bowels of the fiery mountain of Eorodruin, and Frodo must take it there. Along with the Hobbit's journey continues Wizard Gandalf, Elf Legolas, Dwarf Gimli and humans Aragorn and Boromir. They form the Fellowship of the Ring,